listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. Today is the National Day to remember those who have died because of domestic and family violence. The Limestone Coast Family Violence Action Group will be running a candle lighting ceremony tonight at the Mount Gambier Library veranda. Candles will be provided. It starts at 5:30. The fire danger season has officially ended across South Australia, with restrictions lifting as of midnight last night. But with winter not quite here yet, the CFF's Brenton Hastie says the risk of bushfires across the Limestone Coast remains high.
From a bushfire point of view, we've seen one of the driest springs in years, which means right across South Australia, the vegetation remains really dry. As recent as the weekend, we've had fires for which we've had to deploy volunteers and aircraft to make those fires safe.
Narracourt Lucindale Council will be having a special meeting tonight, voting on whether or not to approve the 2024-25 draft budget. If it gets the green light, it'll be released for public consultation before being voted on again in June. Preventative Health SA has launched a new round of grants for the Strengthening Our Culture Community Program. A pool of $250,000 is available for initiatives that improve health and well-being for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community groups. It's hoped the money will allow communities to design projects that strengthen culture at a local level. And the City of Mount Gambier is calling on locals to have their say in the cultural identity survey. It's hoped the five questions will help council understand the community's connection with Mount Gambier as a place. An absolute goal haul from the Tigers women in the Lower Southeast Hockey Association. The side downing the Redbacks 8-0 with five different goal scorers. Elsewhere, West beat Riddick 4-1 with Dana Janes scoring a hat-trick.